You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Come with me to Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, the 29th annual WBO Congress, the convention, of course, the meeting, the get-together. We all come from all parts of the world, people from every continent talking boxing, the World Boxing Organization, our 29th annual Congress. You can join us. Come be our guest. We'll have a good time in Puerto Rico at the Caribbean Hotel, the 17th through the 21st in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Johnny Taco will be in the house. Now it's time to talk some combat sports, brought to you by the aforementioned WBO, the World Boxing Organization. When it comes to clarity and sanctioning body boxing, it is the WBO. Straight up, the WBO has got a great card scheduled for the July 23rd. Bob Arum, 83 years old now, 84 years old, the Hall of Famer. Man, the guy's still kicking. Good card. Terrence Crawford, Bud, they call him. 28-0, 20 KOs, of course, out of Omaha, Nebraska. Not Omaha, Omaha. That's what some stewardess told me one time. You want a free ticket to Omaha? I said, no, I'll take one to Omaha, but not Omaha. Anyway, she got confused. The airline turned out to be toast with Sun World. It lasted about 6 months. Anyway, Terrence Crawford, July 23rd, heading this big pay-per-view, going to take on Victor the Iceman Postal, 28-0, 12 KOs, a taller fighter, a fighter from the former Soviet Republic, of course, undefeated in 28 fights, as is Crawford. But the difference here is that Crawford can crack. Crawford can punch. Postal cannot punch. Now, the WBO 168-pound champion, man, is just crowned, of course. Excuse me, I'm talking about Gilberto Ramirez, now 34-0 with like 24 whacks, taking on a title offense, and he's in that title offense as well. Oscar Valdez will be on the card, the W number one ranked 126-pound contender. He's 19-0 with 17 KOs. And the 2012 Olympic gold medalist at 165, the first gold medalist out of Japan since, like, I don't know, 1904, something like that. Long time. Anyway, Ryota Murata, now 10-0 with 7 KOs, knocked out some guy last night in Japan. He'll come back. He'll be on this card the 23rd. He'll be on pay-per-view. He's taking on this American native, Native American. I'm talking about George Comanche boy, and his last name's so tough I can't go there. 34-2 with 24 KOs. That's part of Bob Arum's big pay-per-view, along with the World Boxing Organization, the WBO, putting this together for July 23rd on pay-per-view. This boxing update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Follow them on Facebook or check them out, WBOboxing.com.